on this episode of American Chopper.
Since my hair is the talk of the town, let's just make it just a little bit worse, shall we?
OCC makes time for a little family bonding.
Okay.
As they build a bike for John of the hit series John and Kate Plus 8.
We're not going to ask you what kind of bike you like. We're going to build a bike that we like.
And for inspiration, they spend some time with the family.
John! Trouble.
With eight kids to contend with, Mikey does his best to entertain.
You think I'm cute or scary?
But finally meets his match.
Let me in there!
As the build gets underway, John visits the shop to get his hands dirty.
John, don't leave that over there like that. Put the filter down.
You know what? You sound like my wife.
I like hanging out with the guys because I have a few male friends. As we all know.
In an effort to surprise Kate, Mikey and Senior do some fabricating of their own. Then Mikey surprises Kate with a trip to the spa for a little rest and relaxation.
Chocolate covered strawberries? I really shouldn't.
And in the heat of the moment, Kate gets in on the action.
Just watch the brakes! Hit the brakes!
On this episode of American Chopper.
That's an amazing bike. Listen, I think I hear them. Do you hear big, loud bikes? No motorcycles have ever driven up our driveway. Look who's here! Look!
Hi.
Big, scary men.
We just got to John and Kate's house here in Pennsylvania. Basically, we're here to do a little R&D, check all the kids out, and kind of get the feel for what type of bike that... John might want.
Ahoy!
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 That's a lot of metal.
Welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Holy
How's
cow.
It going? Pleased to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi,
nice to meet you.
You're hairy in real life.
Very hairy.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
hairy, very scary.
He's hairy and he'll get like sweatier.
Okay, yeah. Then I'm going to stay over here.
Oh.
Yeah, we were sitting in the driveway and all of a sudden we saw bikes roll up. And that's rare out here. Usually there's a pickup truck or two or a tractor. But when they came rolling in, I was like, OCC's here.
Wow, nice bikes.
Thank you.
They're really shiny. Did you just shine them up this morning?
Yeah,
to
we
impress
usually
me?
Keep them pretty clean, you know?
A little buffed up. You know, I think Kate liked the bikes. I don't think she knows anything about bikes. I don't think she cares to know anything about bikes. But she did like the color red, so she picked the red bike. You know what the name of that red bike is?
What?
Greenie.
Yeah.
It is?
It is, yeah.
That doesn't make sense. I thought you were going to say it's Kate.
No.
Come on.
You want a bike named after you, Kate?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Make a really great, gorgeous one.
What would the color be?
Pink.
Oh.
Hot pink.
Hot pink?
Yeah. Come on.
Like 80s hot pink?
Yeah, like fuchsia.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Like a bad pair of old sunglasses from
the
80s.
No, pink can never be bad.
Well, I hear you like one of these, like to have one of these bikes, John.
Yeah, I like to design one.
Oh, you think you're mad enough?
Yeah, I'm mad enough.
All right. Let's see.
When the guys pulled up, like just like they are on TV, you know, I just talk to them like normal people, just treat everyone the same. But Senior, I don't know about him.
Jeez. I should be wearing, I feel like I should have a striped shirt on, like vertical black and white stripes. And a whistle.
No, I actually say that with the kids. I refuse to wear black and white stripes.
I come from a big family. I had four sisters and four kids, so I'm used to being around a lot of kids, plus I'm a kid myself.
Could you? Who wants to get on it? You want to get on
it? Side saddle it and put her feet here.
You need to come on, put your right.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to go this way.
Yeah,
oh, my God, you're heavy.
Yep. There you go. Sit right there. Put
I'm
your feet right
work
up
out.
On there, honey. There you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Yay for Leah. Let me get
look
out.
Look at you, biker lady.
Who's got a camera?
Now's a girl. That's okay.
Whoa.
That's
whoa.
Okay at five.
You want to do
that is loud. How, since when did our horns actually work?
It's for when people pull out unexpectedly.
No, the next one. The next
watch out.
One. Right
she's
next to here,
it.
Here. Right here. Push it right here.
Okay. Whoa. Whoa. Do it again. We didn't hear it that time.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeez.
Wait, one more
that
time so I can take a picture.
That thing is violently loud. Okay.
All right, hold on. Don't do it yet. I'll tell you when because my camera's slow. Okay, go ahead.
annoying.
Thank you, Leah, very much.
Who's next? Okay.
Don't get too close. Everybody,
suddenly we have great interest in all of this.
Oh, you're heavy
takes
too.
One, right?
They got to sit on a bike and they started beeping horn, and it was like they probably could have entertained themselves the whole day just by beeping horn.
Everyone's good? Yeah. All right, John. So, I mean, we're obviously here to see all you guys, but maybe we can go in the back and talk about the bike.
Sure.
And I don't know what you want to do, if you want to help.
Would you mind if I helped you with the kids, Caton?
Would I mind help? Did I just hear that question? I love you.
I'll definitely be a help.
All right.
All right,
thanks.
Let's do it. All right, let's go. You know, I think it's really more about just sitting down and talking with John, get a feel for what he wants the bike to look like, what kind of bike he's into.
Sit down, John.
No wind.
Yeah.
This is going to be like a...
We're going to talk to you about the birds and the bees. Yeah.
So I'll start off. We're not going to ask you what kind of bike you like. We're going to build a bike that we like. And if you don't like the bike, then we're going to keep the bike.
And that's don't be fun. Offended because we do that with all our customers.
And we want money in advance, in full, because we don't trust you, John. You got glasses on. You trying to hide something or what, John?
Yeah, I got
Take the glasses off, John. Put them back on. I have this habit of trying to intimidate people right out of the gate. He just seems like the type of guy that you could have fun with him that way. And he took it well, dished out a little bit. So, you know, we're off to a good start.
Guys.
Hey, guys.
Mikey's here. He'd like to do a little show for you.
I'm fully prepared to play with these kids today. I brought my ventriloquist dummy. And if that doesn't work, I don't know what will.
You guys like puppets? You're a puppet?
No, we have puppets.
Oh, you have puppets?
Eat your lunchie.
All right. Do you guys all have puppets?
Yes.
You want to go get them?
No.
No. Okay, that's fine.
I hope I don't bomb, and I'll probably be pouring sweat for it, but it's all part of the excitement.
All right, I'm going to introduce to you my friend, Charlie. Hey, kids.
Guys, is he cute or is he scary?
I'm cute.
Really?
You think I'm cute or scary?
Cute.
You know, I asked the kids if they thought it was creepy, and right away they said they all loved it. Do you guys know where Charlie's from?
No.
Neither do I. Does anybody have any questions for Charlie?
No.
You're making this hard. What?
Whoa, one at a time.
Thank you.
You're working very hard.
Oh.
There we are.
What are you looking for? What kind of bike are you looking for?
I'm kind of looking for a chopper / sport bike. I guess it would be a rigid frame, solo seat. You know, I was thinking, you know, your standard, your S&S motor, Baker tranny.
So you do, drag bike. You did a little research, huh?
Yeah. I can read.
I can't. You know, sitting down with John, I tell you the truth, I was really surprised. He did homework. You know, he knew what kind of motor. He knew he wanted an S&S motor. He knew he wanted a Baker transmission. He wants everything top of the line, of course. A little noise in the background there, huh?
There you go. I'm 570. I said it 575 years old.
Mikey.
Yes?
I'm going to kick you out.
All right. All right, kids, calm down. Calm down.
I didn't really prepare any material for the kids. I thought I would just wing it and have them ask questions to Charlie. But the biggest gag was the slapstick humor of constantly dropping Charlie off the corner of the table after his last breath.
Slapstick, huh? Charlie, you're funny.
So these kids have a good sick sense of humor, and I really enjoyed that.
Once we figure out what we want here, we got to mock it up and kind of maybe come down to shop.
That'd be awesome.
So what do you? So basically, what do you want to use the bike? I mean, what for riding?
Just for like weekend riding or just tooling around at night or whatever, when I have time. Just something to get away. I don't have many things that suit my needs. I kind of conform to everything else. This is something I can escape with, solo seat, by myself. There's nothing else like riding. It's total freedom and total power.
Oh, Charlie's going to get arrested for indecent exposure here. Hold up. You didn't see his tushy.
You know, all the kids really, they just took a shine to Charlie the dummy right away, and they just wouldn't leave him alone. As a matter of fact, they almost tore him apart.
They're sour.
Ow! You're tearing me to pieces!
Sit down.
We're going to have to call the doctor. Oh, thank you so much.
A used wipe.
Yeah. I'll keep that with me always. Okay, say goodbye to Charlie, everybody.
Did you make Charlie
call? Bye, Charlie.
Yeah, oh, no, don't look at his tushy. Jeez. Jeez Louise. Thank you very much. She's been great the whole show.
Hey, get back. Oh, my. Okay.
Go play. Guys.
Go play. Say goodbye to Charlie. You're gone.
I think these kids are almost like kind of ravenous wolves, and they could probably tear a human apart pretty easily. So I'm glad they're going after the dummy and not me.
Can Charlie see how I swim?
Charlie has to go to the hospital. He hit his head really hard.
Every day he brings Charlie here?
Yes, every single day for the rest of your life. Hannah?
Wow, what a winner, huh? Well, I think we got it, right?
Yeah.
Next step is...
I just want clean and simple.
Come on down, and then you can get more of a feel as we're doing it to whether you like it or you don't. And if you don't like it, it's...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, John.
Yep. As long as you get the money.
No problem. Thanks, dude.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Hey, Dad, Kate says she wants to take a ride.
She may have to put her legs up on my legs or get something to sit on back here.
Kate had mentioned that she would go for a ride, which I kind of thought that was kind of... not her.
You know what you could do is grab a pillow.
Well, what if my hiney slips off and I burn?
You're not going to sleep off because you're going to be holding on to me. Go ahead. Put your pants on.
I'm not wearing jeans, though.
I don't care what you wear.
You know, I was kind of surprised when Kate, I think my father, asked Kate to go for a ride, and I was kind of surprised that she said yes. Just simply because she's a control freak.
Get another towel. Give yourself a little more cushion.
I just don't want to slide off.
You're going to hold on to me. Get something that's not going to be something that'll be comfortable on your buttocks.
Minor.
Because I know I can't curse because of the kids.
Good job.
All right, John, can you give me a hand over here for cripe sakes? One of the problems was that all these bikes are solo bikes, so they don't have foot pegs on. So I just came up with the idea to take the pegs off one of the existing bikes. How smart am I? Tell me, John, how smart am I? Am I a genius?
You are. Can you hand me that Allen? I'll take
it. Is it sweet of how the way I did it?
Yeah. Oh,
God.
What'd you do?
Pardon my French. Thank God there are no kids. I burnt my finger.
I'm sorry. Do you need some aloe? I have a little aloe plant inside.
Oh.
Do you want me to snap off a branch for you?
Yeah.
Oh, my. You really did.
Yeah, I hit it right on the pipe there.
We'll get you some aloe.
You can tell Kate has to deal with a lot of stuff like this because, boom, it was like... In a snap, it was like a mother's instinct. She went and got me a piece of an aloe plant. Thank you.
Where's your... Oh, man.
Ooh, and you just sit it on there?
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Just keep splitting it open and keep doing it.
Ow!
Oh, right. You need some aloe?
There's two down.
If I were the Tuttles, I'd probably plant an aloe field next to my shop. Because they look like they could use it. All right, are we going to do this or are we going to talk about it?
We're going to do this.
We're going to do this like Brutus.
I don't like to talk about things.
I hear you. I'm a doer, too, so.
Yeah. I'm sliding.
You're not going to slide because you're going to hold on to me. You got to do this. Come on, suck it up.
Can somebody take my phone? Okay.
You okay?
Sort of.
Just stay like that.
Okay, and
you're only afraid to put your arm down. I'm an old guy. Hold on to me and keep your feet where you are. You're not going to hurt me, all right?
I got it. You're sweaty.
Anything else?
No.
It's a hot day, and the cool breeze felt great, and I think that she enjoyed that.
Your girlfriend's gonna be jealous.
So it was a nice ride, and it's actually a really nice country if you slow down and have a chance to look at it. Not buzzing by in a car because I'm late to pick the kids up from school.
Hey, help her get off the bike so she don't burn herself.
She seemed to enjoy it. You could tell she was a little tense, but she accepted, and she got out there like a trooper, and she really did good.
So mom's a biker chick.
No.
No.
No. Oh, just kidding.
It's a little dirty, but my finger's bad.
And tip it back, buddy.
Oh, it hurts.
Why you hurt yourself?
Me and you can...
I burnt it on the motorcycle. Okay. All right, I'll cool it down.
Now that we've gotten to know John and Kate and their kids, it's time that we get out of here, head back to the shop, and get to work on John's bike.
Let him finish drinking. How was that, good?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's because it's hot out. You got to drink lots of water when it's hot out.
Lots Careful. And lots and lots of water.
Wow, all that water went back in the bottle. Oh, you know, the kids are great. They came right over to me, and they warm up to you pretty quick. Took my water, and they kind of scammed me out of my water, actually.
Where are you going?
Where are you guys going?
We're just going over there. We're just going down there to drink and have peace and quiet.
Really?
You know, we've had a lot of fun here, so I think maybe at some point in time, me and Mikey will come back for a visit.
Jeez, you've been dissed.
I know.
Jeez.
Morning.
What's up, Lee Bob?
How are you, sir?
What are you doing? You working with us today?
If y'all need me, I'll be here, bud, whatever.
I don't see how it could hurt the situation. We got like 2 days to do an awful lot.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Who's this for?
John.
Kate plus eight?
Yeah.
That's a hell of a family, dude. You ever seen that show?
Yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. She definitely wears the pants in the family. Sure, the bike ain't for her, not for him.
Morning.
Morning.
Lee Bob.
Where's Rickard at?
I think we're doing it. He's here. I think we're going to do the gas tank, me and you, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You want to rock and roll?
Whatever needs to be done.
Trucker.
Come in this morning working on Kate and Nate. Kate plus eight, something. Well, there's a lot of kids there. And anyway, it's going to be a really cool bike for a husband, and we started on the gas tank. And basically, we went downstairs and got two halves, brought it up, and we measured the width of the frame and the length. And we just laid the blanks on their side, measured up, got our height, took a block, marked it around. It's a pretty simple process.
You're a smart son of a...
I've been hanging out with you two long.
Yeah, now your job comes in.
And you really had a game plan this time, you know, come into it, told me what to do, gas tank's done, and lo and behold, we did the gas tank in like an hour.
Yeah, let's stick it on here. How you beat that? Jeez. Huh?
You don't. The tank turned out to be absolutely a really, really nice tank.
We got to be real careful with that front end. It's polished,
right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody wonder why I'm wearing this blindfold, aside from keeping energy from escaping my sockets?
Tell me. I'd like to know.
It's because I don't have glasses today, and I want to have a healthy appreciation for having bad eyesight because I complained about having no shoes till I met the man with no feet.
But still, just one second.
So you know where Rick was, dude?
Come here,
you
trust me.
He was in the water jet.
Just don't move, all right? Don't move. Just trust me, I promise.
What are you doing?
Drawing the eyeballs.
Oh, thank you. I felt like energy was escaping my eyes, so I just kind of covered them, and I liked the way that felt. And on top of that, I forgot my glasses at home, so I thought I would have a healthy appreciation for having limited vision if I would just blindfold myself so I could have a nice, healthy appreciation for when I actually do wear glasses.
Here comes the fun. Here comes the fun.
Yeah.
This stuff.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
I'm going on sense of smell. It's a Bret Michaels poster. Signed. Wait. Old copies of Doogie Howser on VHS?
Has he been like that his whole life?
Yeah.
I love it.
What did you guys just unwrap?
Front end.
Front end. I knew it. I can feel that my sense of smell and taste and hearing have heightened since I put the blindfold on. I recommend this exercise to anybody who wants to have a healthy appreciation for their eyesight. I call it the blindfolded ears, nose, and mouth. Lee's blowing on me right now.
Damn, whatever you can get out of that beard and stuff.
Oh, man.
There's all kinds of in there. Oh, yeah. It's like there was like eggs in there. There was that. Baby robins are in there.
You know, I really think this is a great exercise in appreciating that you can actually see things. It's something we take for granted, and it's something we shouldn't. Someone with me?
How's the oil tank coming? It looks like a complication there, huh?
We kind of did some changes yesterday. That whole seat setup just wasn't working out. It just didn't look good.
What'd you do?
Took everything back off it.
I didn't really see it. It looked wide, huh?
Yeah, you know what? It just, with the arc coming away, it was. It looked good in round bar. As soon as you covered it, it looked like crap.
Had to take it all apart.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to look at the scooter, see what we want to do to it?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
My father sent me into the retail store to go grab a pink scooter because I believe me and him are going to be modifying it for Kate.
This thing's pretty cool, man.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, hell yeah. What can you do with this thing? You know what would be a cool idea? Is this the exhaust?
That's the exhaust.
It might look cool coming someplace out here, so it looks more like a hot rod.
Well, you want to go mom here.
Okay. I think the bike's got to be all mom friendly, you know what I mean? I can't flame it, I can't do the exhaust, can't, you know, those things just don't fit with mom.
Now, here's the idea. You know how, like, little kids give you, like, a drawing, they're like, here, daddy, hang this up, mommy. And then you take it.
You're going to get smacked across the face, I swear to God.
Why?
Because.
Didn't hurt.
I know. I wish it would have got a little more solid, but go ahead.
And they put it on the refrigerator, right? So we take all those refrigerators.
Oh, yeah.
Refrigerator
like the magnetic lines. Things kind of deal? Like?
Yeah, but the kids with the macaroni and the finger paint.
Would you cut them out and put them on there, or would you paint them on there?
You stick them like a giant sticker. You know how they wrap buses in New York City?
Yeah, you make them bigger or smaller and just boom, slap them.
Let the guy talk.
Well, that's why I say it can look messy.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
All right, let's go. It's really not a hard modification here. The hardest part is going to be working with Michael.
What do you want me to do with you, baby?
It's hard to get his attention. Putting the chrome rack up here. Write it down. Number one. Number two.
What are we doing?
We're putting a rack up here.
Let's put Afghanistan up there.
Put a rack. I'm going to probably punch you right in the face.
The rack? Get it? All right, I'm going. Chrome rack.
All right. I was really getting frustrated with him today because he doesn't really pay attention. You know what you can do? Listen to me for a second. Can I get your attention?
Yeah. I'm just writing this down.
He's not really a design person, so I think that's going to be the biggest task. Hi, Jim Quinn.
Hey, what's up?
What I want to do here is make a plate like on my old school bike. Okay. It has a number on it. Instead of doing that, we're going to put a heart on each side and put her name in the middle.
Okay. Piece of cake.
That takes care of that, okay? Come on back here.
Very good.
I'm not sure.
One of the rare occasions we'll be able to do this.
I want to make this.
I'm paying attention.
I know
to
you are. I'm getting aggravated. I smack Jason in the face. Shut up.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. So I want to put some trim on there, and we'll do that on both sides. The seat, we're going to take the seat off and do blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Jason said that he wants to do something on here that tapes on, like figures that kids put on.
Oh, their vinyl. Take their artwork, do it in vinyl, and be able
put
to double
on there,
stick
which
on.
Which will look cool.
Yep.
And I think that's it. All right. So cool.
Good.
We got a plan,
and we'll go with it.
Ooh.
There was a small fender bender right there. Good job, Lex. Leah and Lex, pull up here. There's a real car coming. Pull forward.
My brother and I drove down here to Pennsylvania in order to spend the day with John and Kate and their kids.
Hey,
hello.
There's my helper.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hello. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Oh, look, it says you take out the trash. That's perfect. I'm glad you wore that shirt.
White trash.
I think we have a bunch of fun stuff planned, and I think I'm pretty much going to be Kate's helper all day.
All right, well, what are we doing?
I think we got some stuff for the kids to put together. Mike, you want to get the stuff out of the car?
Oh, yeah, we'll do what we can. All right. It's time to have fun.
All right, what you got? Is this going to be a project that we're going to end up doing?
I believe so.
All right.
Yeah.
Is that a wig?
Let's see how it looks on Mommy.
Since my hair is the talk of the town, let's just make it just a little bit worse, shall we?
Mommy! Paul, you want to come over here and take responsibility?
Sit. We're doing a project.
Okay, good.
Okay, so what's going on here? Is this fun time?
It basically was a bag of trash sort of particles that we made beautiful creations out of. I don't know who was rummaging in there, but it was the art project they brought. It's kind of funny. I'm really into this, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of therapeutic, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I was lucky to find one that was, like, in its packaging. So I did a little stress relief and made a little pretty project. Check out this flower, Lex.
There are some little buttons. You can glue these to your barn doors.
Oh, you know, we brought the toys out, and it went good, man. Kids love, you know, I mean, I don't even know if you could call them toys. They're just foam pieces. You can put it right on the tree, and then you'll have purple, pink, and yellow flowers. What do you think of that? Cool? I hung out with Aiden. He's a great kid. Reminds me of myself when I was little. I wore glasses when I was a kid, and he's a pretty intelligent guy. And now it's a real tree that has eyes and ice cream cones and pirates and flowers.
I think that our project is the best that was created.
Wow, that is pretty impressive. Here, let's add ours to it. Tell him what we
want. Yep, let's add the tree with eyes. Do you want to add it to ours, Aiden?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll look good, won't it? We made a tree that had ice cream cones, pirate skulls, flowers, and eyeballs on it. It came out really good. As a matter of fact, Kate even added it to her, you know, little pond greenery tree scene. That is so good. Give me five.
I could possibly send
good
wires
job.
Down through it.
We're just having fun today. One family hanging out with another.
Hey, can I come in? What's the secret code?
You cannot come over.
Only kids allowed?
Yeah.
Little kids, come here now. Boys, pick up all the trash here.
Michael,
help the little kids pick up the trash, will you? The big kids are going to put the tent up, and the little kids have to clean up the trash.
Oh, great.
Super nice.
All right, guys. Let me in, or I will huff and puff and blow the door down.
What is
he thinks
saying?
He's the big bad wolf.
Let me in there! No! Get away! I'm never coming back! Never!
Come on down. Let's find our lunch spot.
All right, come and get it, kids.
Open up the middle.
Are we being good here? Get, doggy, get! No! No! No!
John!
I'll eat it
anyway.
These vile creatures.
What's up, buddy?
Nasty. Yeah. Go. Get them in their crate thing.
No.
Yes. What are you going to do?
I'm going to release them.
He was kissing me on
John,
the mouth.
John, if you let them go during lunch, you're in trouble. Put them in their crate.
Spanking.
That's where dogs belong.
It's okay.
That's for me.
That one's for you.
Oh, sorry,
we got
your
one more for you. That looks good.
You have your graduation tonight from preschool. Next year, you go to real school.
All of them?
They go to junior kindergarten next year, 3 days a week. It's going to be kind of nice.
Yeah, you get a little break.
Pick them at 7:15 in the morning and pick them up at 3:40.
Not bad.
Awesome.
They look good on you, buddy.
Nice.
It makes things look different, right? There you go. Pretty cool, right? Go ahead, try them on, Hannah. I have five nieces and nephews. I do this all the time.
Just watch you don't poke yourself with them.
This is not, I'm not like a fish out of water here. I could hang out with these kids all day. There you go. You look good.
Wow.
Wow, that's adorable.
I'm a puppy.
Mikey did great. Mikey loves kids, too. We have a big family, so, you know, he's used to this kind of thing.
Hey. No kidding.
Get them off.
The big furry bear of a Santa Claus doesn't appreciate it. I must capture all the days of your lives. There you go. Why don't you join the little photograph?
Who's in there?
Look at mommy and smile if you love me. Who loves mommy? Man.
me and Mikey are at John and Kate's property, and John was talking about how there were some logs he wanted to get out of the way for a little nature walk path for the kids or whatever, and they won't have to worry about all the bumps and logs.
Yeah! Yeah! Nothing says manly like deforestation! Yeah!
Mikey and Paul came down with the four-wheelers, offered some assistance to yank some logs out of the woods. The Tuttle style.
But I was thinking, do we have any like chokers or chains or anything? Magic straps or something like that. You could just pull stuff out. I figured if we could find something to tie off to these trees and pull them out of there, we could just drag them right out of there.
We got an extension cord, Michael.
We have an extension cord? That'll do.
All right, bring it.
Make do.
I like the way you think, Michael. Throw it on your shoulder like the A-team.
Yeah!
You know it's a woods clearing, baby. Yeah?
Yeah! It probably won't work.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm ecstatic.
What better towing fabric than an extension cord?
Yeah, yank it!
I'll tell you, that extension cord is pretty strong, man.
You know, it's really enjoyable getting out in the woods, just doing really manly things with your hands, and just kind of getting down in the dirt. Just kind of a really good, hearty guy camaraderie type thing going on here. Keep going!
Yeah! What happened?
Bad rigging.
I think I could get it, Mike.
You pull it up, me and John are going to surf the log.
What'd your dad say right now?
What'd he say?
What are you knuckleheads doing?
Yeah.
Back a little more, Paul.
Yep. You're good?
There we go.
Oh, it feels good.
The toughest thing about trying to clear some of that wood out of the woods was the fact that I was the grunt.
The back is done.
I was kind of sitting there in the dirt trying to throw some elbow grease to the log, and it just wouldn't go. And eventually I kind of just... I broke that saw in the middle of the log.
Michael, let's go!
Forget about it. All right. Tally-ho.
Oh, you know, with everything we did today, he's going to fit right in at the shop. I mean, he has some mechanical inclination, and he's definitely not afraid to get his hands dirty.
I'm going to hold this on here. What I want you to do is... I spent most of the day working on the exhaust. Just wanted to come up with something a little bit different and just something that we really haven't done. It has to be an EPA-compliant exhaust, so we're fortunate we can make the front half of it, but we're still going to use a full EPA-approved muffler system and everything on the bike. That's going to be a bitch getting on. With having this pipe going to this pipe so close,
yeah,
just because of the way these ports are, most of our EPA exhausts are all two-into-one exhaust, so this one had to be the same way just for our muffler setup. And I just was trying to do something just kind of cool.
Can you come into it like that?
Yeah. Ooh, that's cool.
Huh?
When John does start to bike up, none of the kids are going to have to hold their ears, put earplugs in or anything like that. So I think he'll really appreciate that. The kids can actually, you know, hang out around the bike and just check it out and everything when he fires it up.
Drill this hole for starters. Don't take my finger off, okay? I realize that this scooter project's getting off to a slow start.
I knew you were going to do that.
But I'm hoping with a little bit of luck and a nice paint job, we'll have something that's worth giving the cake.
It's pretty good.
I mean, we're not looking for perfection here. All right, going on this side. Come on, jackass.
Okay. I think you may have cut them a bit short.
They look great.
Just because you can't really fit like bungee under there.
It looks good. It's a good looking scooter.
It looks great.
Why are you tacking to the paint?
It took you hard to do it the other
way. Hey, you know what, man? Oh, nice. Stuck.
This is turning into a disaster. I never expected this to happen. Time to get serious with this bike. I think we're going to have to finish what we started over here first, okay?
You know, first thing this morning, me and Mike got going on a Kate scooter.
All right. The object of this is to remove this whole thing
in one shot.
Really?
Yeah. First thing we did was we wanted to lighten the bike up a little bit, so we got rid of the saddlebag on the back.
Come on, get it going.
First thing we did as soon as we came in is we cut a nice, large, heavy pipe and bashed the little carrying container on the back, which I thought was pretty fun.
Hit it from the other side.
All right, we gotta let the pipe do all the work. And then we just started on building a small seat for the rack on the back. So we're gonna cover this with a plate?
We're gonna make a seat out of it.
Bet.
Good idea, right?
Well, what do you want to make a seat out of it?
Well, in case you want a passenger that could sit on there. We'll do a seat.
I guess. We'll do a seat? Let's do a seat. You know, I have no idea why we're putting another seat on the back. There are no foot pegs for a passenger, but it's fun. You know, it's something that me and my father can fabricate together pretty easily without messing up.
You know what we're going to do, Mike? What we're going to do is cut this off.
So you want to have this circumference cut out?
You could. Pan? You know what? You're a smart guy. I tell you what, I'm really. I'm so impressed. You have no idea. I'm totally impressed with Michael. I thought that he really didn't have mechanical ability, and he absolutely knew nothing about bikes. So far, he's taken the lead here, and we'll see where we go with it.
That is really cool, dude.
Not bad, right? Wait, Casey's gonna go crazy over that.
I'm at OCC in Orange County, and I'm here to actually work on my bike and discuss the paint and stuff like that. It's Kate's bike, the Black Widow. I woke up at 6:45, we're on the way to the bus stop, drop them off, go to the dry cleaners, drop off all the kids' stuff to be pressed, came back, got in the car, and drove up here. Yeah, that's awesome. This is a nice break. I'll cherish it and remember it always. But I know, like, tomorrow, I'm a dad again.
What's up, hey, guys? What's going on, John? How you doing, man? How you doing?
Good to see you.
What's going on? Did you look around a little bit?
Yeah, it's sick. It's awesome.
Our fire bike?
It's nice, man. It's a good dedication.
You know, I think it's just a good opportunity for him to get away from the kids and maybe the stress of family, take a little break, and take some of our family stress on. So currently, you don't have a bike, right?
No, currently, I do not. That's why I came to you guys.
Is it a legitimate situation, or is it kind of like on the cusp, or what's going on as far as coming here for a bike? Is Kate okay with it?
Yeah, Kate's okay with it. It's mine. What's mine is mine. What's hers is hers.
Nice.
I've always been around bikes. Actually, I rode a motorcycle before I drove a car. When I met Kate, I had a motorcycle. Actually, I had two. You know, I love being on the road, open air. I love being free. Free of the eight, because I'm a stay-at-home dad, and it gets to be pretty much work.
Yeah. Well, we definitely came to the right place, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
As far as John's bike is concerned, our painter Rob is getting ready to work on it. And, you know, I think he's got some design ideas that he wants to run by John. So the next stop, we're going to stop by the paint shop and see what he's got in mind. Rob?
Hey. Hey, what's up, Rob?
This is John.
Hey.
Hey,
what's
John.
Up, Rob?
Nice to meet you.
What's going on, man?
So, I mean, he wants to go over to paint. I don't know what you had in mind exactly.
In the beginning, I wanted my kids' faces ghosted through and like a silver metallic. Mm-hmm. I just want it simple and clean. But I was thinking more of like maybe even just their initials or their names. Mm-hmm. Hand stenciled on in a silver metallic.
All right, let me go downstairs. I'll grab the drawing that I came up with.
That'd be cool.
And then we'll just go from there.
Yeah. I just want something attributed to them, because without them, I wouldn't be standing right here.
Absolutely.
I just like that kind of theme. And it's kind of like motorcycle meets kids.
What are you doing, Earl? Just hanging out?
Taking care of my kids.
I caught up with John down at the paint shop.
Just as he and Rob were going over ideas for the paint shop.
You were talking about, somebody threw out an 8-ball. Instantly, yeah. When I saw an 8-ball, I thought tattoo. Yeah, that's what 8-balls kind of remind me of, you know? And I came up with that theme.
That's pretty cool.
Instead of doing a 4 and a 4, I thought after I did the artwork, I was like, you know what? 2 and a 6 would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna have the dice with the two and the six showing, two representing the twins' birthday, the six representing the other six birthday, obviously.
Plain and simple. That's how I am.
Simple's better.
Yeah, I just want to scream down the road. That's all.
We're gonna do that this afternoon or what?
Yeah, I want to ride, definitely.
So that'll be cool.
Let's go ride. I think Michael's somewhere. We can go for a ride. We got bikes lined up, ready to go or what?
I got mine.
Let's do it.
It was awesome, awesome ride. You look at them and you're like, it's gonna be so uncomfortable, but once you get out there, like, this is awesome. You just wanna rifle through the gears to see how fast you can go. It was just very different, but very cool. Just great to ride with these guys. They're just normal, average guys, just like you and me. So it's nice to feel welcomed. Let's go back out.
That was nice. I enjoyed that.
Oh, that's so
that
nice.
Like perfect temperature out, you know? Gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous. What next?
Let's go shoot things.
Where are we going? Shooting stuff? Let's go shoot some stuff.
We're going to go, like, virtually kill things. We're going to, like, a virtual gun range. So I'm into shooting and stuff like that, so I'm excited.
Okay. Now, this whole system is Bluetooth operated. We have several different kinds of handguns. What's going to happen is when we bring this up, it'll play a scenario. You're the police officer in the scenario.
Okay. We were in a virtual firing range, which was a little bit different than I expected.
The scenario changes as it goes along. It may be a situation where you're not going to fire a shot at all, but you should be talking to the guy. Put the gun down, don't do this, do that. And you're supposed to verbally have him comply.
Put your hands behind your head and get out of the car.
You know, the firing range was fairly interesting. I think we all had fun with it. It seemed like no one really knew what was going on.
In an attempt to make this whole experience as real as possible, they had this automated gun that shot these little rubber balls. And for whatever reason, it kept taking aim at me.
Oh, stop! Stop! Stop!
Mike,
stop! I just got shot in the same spot six times. Stop.
Yeah, I think I'm going to trade shows. I think after season 5, I'm just going to do season 6 with OCC. Yeah, we can send Mikey to replace me. Apparently, I don't do anything, and neither does he.
All right, you pick it. Arrest warrant, meth lab, parking lot rescue, hostage rescue, or terrorist demands. And not all of them are shooting scenarios, so we'll see.
They are.
I can make them that, though. All right, just so you know, the guy on the ground was the bad guy. All right, I'm pretty sure somebody killed the hostage there. Positive.
I think we killed more good guys than bad guys. So I think we're going to jail after this.
All right, you all pretty much failed.
Yeah, well, that's why we're not law enforcement. You know, now we're going to just wind down. It's a beautiful day. We're going to head up to my father's house, goof around up there a little bit, and then hopefully eat.
Today was great. We didn't have any parts on the bike to assemble, but we got to know each other and hang out. And it was just overwhelming. I just kind of like showed up. Hey, you want to go riding? Yeah, sure, let's go. And shooting and just messing around with these guys is hilarious.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what do you got there?
Hi, Bethany.
Some burgers and steaks, things you guys can
cook. Paul Sr.'s going to cook for everyone tonight.
Oh, nice.
You know, the day today with John was great. He was a really good guy. He really seemed to fit right in. He's a little quiet, but he likes to have fun and you know, we were able to go for a ride and come up here at Seniors and just kind of hang out. Get in there, John. You're our guest.
I like hanging out with the guys because I have a few male friends, as we all know.
How old is your oldest kid?
Eight.
Twins, right? Both of them?
Yep.
Both of them?
Yeah, both are twin.
You let the guy talk.
I'm sorry. It's just funny what you said there. Twins, both of them?
Tuplets. Three boys and three girls.
How does that happen?
You go to the doctor's office, make an appointment, and it happens.
I'm never going to the doctor's
again. Man, that's crazy.
What was it like when you found out you were having six all at once?
I was like the fainting goat.
Yeah. You were like this.
Well, did you panic or were you? Yeah. Did you full panic?
I was 27.
Oh, man. You know, it's definitely fascinating to hear his stories about, you know, how he reacted when he heard. And, you know, you can only try and put yourself in his position and, you know, you're like, you can't even fathom it.
First year was over 12,000 diapers.
Oh, first year?
Yeah. Breakfast would be like 2 boxes of cereal. A week is probably like 38 to 40 bananas.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, hopefully tomorrow some stuff will be ready and we'll be able to go in there and start throw his frame up on the lift, get him a little involved. He should be able to work with us pretty good.
You know what, man? Let's all get out of here. It's definitely getting cold.
You know, we all had such a good time hanging out with John yesterday that I thought I would surprise him this morning with a wake-up call in his hotel room.
What do you want?
Nothing.
Go away.
I came here to tell you to stay in bed all morning.
Yeah, right.
May I come in?
Sure.
Are you decent?
No, I'm naked. Come in.
Perfect. Hey. Oh, wow. You're the early bird. Jeez.
I take my kids to school every morning.
Yeah. What time do they wake up?
6 a.m.
Yeah? Well, I just came to collect you, I guess, to be your liaison.
All right. You can be my bodyguard on the way over.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
We got some parts back for John's bike today, and since he's got to be back home this afternoon in time to pick his kids up from school, I think we're going to put him to work this morning and see whether or not he knows his way around a lift.
Hey!
Wouldn't you sleep over John's last night?
Yep, we spooned.
Yep, it was great.
Did he keep you warm?
Secure.
Buried my face in the beard.
The beard, yeah.
The coolest part about being here today is working with Paul Sr. and Paul Jr. Messing around with Mikey because I don't know if he works here or not.
All right, what do we got? We got this bike, Mike?
Yeah, that's
we need Rick here. We need Rick. Get Rick over here.
I need a fellow Pennsylvania guy.
Hey, bring that stuff down with you.
That can be the frame. Why don't you come down and help?
All right, let's go down.
Is it down or are you up from me?
We got three carts here.
Okay. All right, John, get on this, man.
Let's just build this thing all day. I call my wife. I'm not coming home.
Sit right on here, man. We're going down the shop.
It's a good camaraderie. It's nice to be around a bunch of guys just messing around and stuff like that. I really miss that.
John, if you're going to build a bike with us,
yeah,
you need to act manly.
I am manly.
All right.
Did you just scratch the frame?
Yeah, probably.
Huh?
Listen, don't worry about me. You're talking about him? Don't worry about me scratching a frame. You got the best record here.
You know, John did good, man. He held his own. I think he was enjoying being around all men all day long. With the kind of joking and rhetoric, as well as, you know, the mechanical aspect to the bike. I mean, I think he did really well.
Jeez, you gotta watch this frame, man. This thing just wants to be on the ground.
What do you give a about the frame? It's not yours.
I know.
I'm asking.
I think he forgot who I was married to.
John, where's John? John, don't leave that over there like that, all right? Because you know what? We'll start calling you Paul Jr.
I don't know where to put it.
Pick it, straighten it out, okay? Right, before you move to something else, go over there and clean it.
All right.
Triple tree down.
You know what? You sound
put
like
it
my
down.
Wife.
Yeah. Not that bad, right? Just kidding. I can get myself in trouble there.
Once your dad's done with his period, you know, or whatever his problem is.
That's a permanent deal. I think a senior tried to offend him, but I don't think he was offended. I think he enjoys the camaraderie too much.
You know what, John? What I like about you? Nothing.
Man. Isn't this just a nice visit, John?
You know we're going to trade. I'll build bikes and you guys are going to go to my house.
No, thanks.
Crank it full blast.
I got to tell you, you're really impressing me. I'm really impressed, John.
Why don't I just stay?
You know, he just seemed to kind of follow suit. You know, you could tell at one point in time he was somewhat mechanically inclined and, you know, you don't tend to lose that completely, so... I think he kind of just was able to hang, which is good because some people can't do that.
This is where you need small children.
Yeah, so you take little tiny hands to get in there. Just you know what? I don't know why I read Loctite in them. I'm stupid. You just finger tighten it. It's good. Leave them just like that.
I tell you, guy's doing a good job for first time.
Have to take off. Got to go pick up my kids at the bus stop, but we got a lot done on the bike. Really excited to ride it. That adrenaline's pumping, and can't wait to take it out on the road. It's really sick.
You're going to love that motor, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why we're doing so much for you.
Why? Because he's a good dad. That's why.
Very good dad.
This is what we do for all good dads.
How come you didn't build anything for your dad, then?
We'll let you figure that one out.
When this bike's done, the guys are going to come to my house and reveal it. That'll be very interesting. So all the crap they gave me here, just wait till they get to my house. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you like help with anything?
Oh, my word. You're the greatest date ever.
Kumbaya.
You know, after meeting Kate and getting to see exactly what she has on her plate daily with the eight kids, I thought it would be nice to possibly bring her somewhere to relax, like a spa treatment.
Let me see this one.
Oh, that's just for the top of my manicures that my nails need done terribly.
Oh, okay.
It's just so that it has a little bit of pearly shine. Holy cow!
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, bad burn.
Oh, my!
Bad, bad burn. Earlier, Kate had mentioned that if I came to the spa, they could probably help me not look like a caveman.
Take the hair out. Let's see it. Oh, just let me step aside. You never know what's in there.
No. Mm-hmm.
So I was checking out Mikey's hair, and I just thought, we need to do something about this. Oh, yeah. You're going to look all beautiful. Handsome when you're done.
Beautiful's so fine.
Beautiful will be fine?
Yeah. I'll settle for beautiful.
Okay, I'm going to sit here and...
Yeah, be here.
For moral support. It's all right. Oh, you're probably the hairiest thing they've seen in a while.
Am I?
No.
Oh. Oh, boy. Oh. This is very nice.
It is. You have a little bit of pink in your hair.
Before the pedicure, I got my hair washed and conditioned and combed out and depainted. I got some of the paint out of it that got matted in my hair when I was painting Kate's scooter.
Now, at home, what do you do to your hair? Anything? Do you put anything
in? I'll shampoo it and condition it and comb it out. Put it straight into a ponytail.
And you don't put any product in it at all?
Nothing to leave in or anything like that, no.
He didn't want to get his hair cut, so we just decided he'd get it washed and get his growth combed, and those girls were such good sports, I tell you what.
Are we ready for the pedicure?
I am so glad your hair is clean.
Me too. All right, seeing as I didn't really cut my hair, you can pick out what you'd like.
No, you pick it.
Maybe give me multiple choice.
Keep going up and down the whole row. Keep going. There's one that I would venture to do.
When it came down to picking colors, I think Kate was pretty particular as to what she wanted.
Nah, it's too creamy.
Any of this?
I've had that a million times.
This?
Same.
You really can't tell a lady how to paint her toenails and what color to paint them.
I would do this.
Oh, that one. See, that's bold. That's a
Isn't
change.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
It's orange.
That is pretty.
Wow, your hair smells good.
Thank you.
Woo!
Yeah, so is this nail polish.
Okay, I'd have a seat here first.
Okay. Oh, very good.
That's good. Did you want something to drink at all? Soda, tea, water?
Ice water would be nice.
Ice water for you?
Yes, please. No, thank you. I'll take Us Weekly.
I hate you. When he asked for an Us Weekly, I thought I would die. That's so funny. He does make me laugh. That's good. I need to laugh.
Then the, how is it when all the children were, one and two? How many
You're
diapers
looking
a day?
At me. A million.
Really? Kate has eight kids, and that's just a handful. And I don't think she gets much of a chance to get out and relax. And it was nice to come here to the spa and just sit here and have some good old-fashioned girl talk. Oh, boy.
I see a lot of forbidden fruits on there.
I know. I really shouldn't.
Here, here. Is it horrible down there?
But you know my story of heels, so I've been very, very stressed lately, and I have not been able to go get anything like this done, so it was nice.
This is really a delight. You know, I'm really kind of tapping into my feminine side, which doesn't take much to tap into because, you know, I'm pretty feminine. And I, you know, I can admit that.
You know what? Can you just do one toe that color?
What, that,
Yeah.
All right. You
How's know, that, Mikey?
Do the two big toes.
Yeah, two color. Big toes. There you go. He was a good sport and got his big toes the same color as mine. I can't see. Bend your toes down, Mikey. Oh, they're beautiful.
It's definitely a feminine color. You know, Kate has a saying, it's painful to be beautiful. Therefore, I'm never in pain. And I think that holds true. That was most certainly a joy.
It was enjoyable, wasn't it?
It was splendid.
I've been doing a lot lately, burning the candle at both ends, not had any time really to relax, so this was good. I was actually looking forward to it. It was very fun.
It was very fun. Thank you very much. It was just a wonderful idea.
Oh, goodness. I'm so glad you were able to enjoy the spa with me.
Me too.
We're over here with Johnny Cates, and we're going to unveil his bike, and we're going to unveil her scooter.
You know, I left my father, Michael, back by the gate. Figured I'd come down the hill on the bike by myself. Just surprise these guys and let them know the bike was coming.
Hey! Look who it is!
We got a little something, a little bike.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Good to see you again. Were you just in the neighborhood?
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, we actually came out here specifically for this, but, you know.
Wow.
We figured we'd just drop in on you. Should I get him to come up?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to whistle, so. Good? That's a good one, right?
Yeah. What do we have?
My father and Mikey are coming. A special surprise.
Oh! Oh, I see something pink. He made me a pink bike. Oh, my gosh. Look at Mikey. He's killing me. Hi. Stop. Oh, that's a dog.
Oh, that's hot.
Yep. You know, you definitely, Kate's a little bit more outspoken about her. Her levels of enthusiasm are different from John's. I think John was as excited, but he doesn't necessarily verbalize it. It's got a custom paint job.
Well, there's an H in John, but that's no big deal, really.
Watch the exhaust on this
kidding
side, guys.
Me? Did you make this for me? Because it looks about like you.
Believe it or not, I think at first there was more attention to Kate's scooter than John's bike.
It does have a cool horn, though.
Oh, that's adorable.
There you go, kids. Yeah, everybody get a squeeze.
Oh, you know, the kids love the horn. I mean, you know, just like the horn on the big bike, they like it on the scooter. And once they start squeezing it, all the kids get in line to do it.
You know how many hours of paint we have into that bike?
What'd you do this, 20 minutes before you drove down the driveway? It's
still wet.
Just don't sit on it. Mikey, let me see your butt. Yep.
How do I have it on the bike?
Pink. Yeah, it's pink.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's hot.
Huh?
Yeah, it's nice.
It looks good, doesn't it? Mid controls.
Yep.
Sit on it. I just watched the exhaust on that side.
I've never seen anything like it. And it's in tune to exactly what I want.
That's an amazing bike.
It's good looking, ain't it?
Do you see the kids' names, Kate?
Where?
I had them put on the fender.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I'll tell you a couple that are really cool features about this bike. I mean, the paint's cool.
Uh-huh.
You got the dice, and you got the name, stuff like that. But if you look at this bike, and you might not have noticed it, it's a dual pulley. There's a pulley on both sides of the rear tire.
Okay, that's enough. If I hear one more squeak, you'll go take a nap. One more, and it's nap time. That's what I thought.
Whoa, iron fist. The foot is down, kids.
Wedge motor, fuel injection, inverted front end. I tell you, it does have that racy look, boy.
It does look good, man.
Start it up. Dying, right?
I'm dying.
That's a fat tire on that.
It has a lot of power. I'm gonna have to work on steering. Since Paul Sr. has like 10 inches on biceps on me.
Somebody gonna let him out?
Yeah, let him out. Let him go, man.
Yeah, let him go. Don't expect me to write. I don't know how to do that.
It's really easy.
Can you hit this?
Can you hit the ground?
It's easy, man. You can ride this. The thing is, you just got to be careful.
Want me to do it one time and show you?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really a pink scooter type of guy, to be honest with you, although I'll try anything once. But I did it more for her than anything.
I have 8 kids to care for. I'm a little worried. I can't be out of commission.
Take it down the driveway, Dash. Show her how it works. You fruit cup.
Let me walk
just
with
go.
You.
Just go.
Go ahead. Put your feet up and show me. I could just coast like that, and it's just balancing.
That's precious.
What I do with people is just so they don't freak out, is I just tell them the basic things that you need to do if you feel like you're in trouble. Here's the key, okay? If you want to ride the bike, these are the brakes, okay? That's all you got to know. If you feel like you're getting wobbly or something like that, just hit the brakes and put your feet down. As long as you do that, you will never get hurt. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes. All right.
Yeah, you can keep it. Well, you can't keep it.
All right. I'll try it.
We'll be on each side of you. We'll be like spotters.
Okay. Right. I was very scared, but I really wanted to do it. So I tried it.
That's it. Nice and easy.
You can even keep your feet just off the ground. That's all you need. That's as fast as you want to go. Hit the brakes.
She's all right. She knows what she's doing. What do you got to freak her out, man?
She freaks me out.
She's good.
She's good until she has to turn. I don't want to get hurt.
How do I turn around?
Just stop.
Just hit the brakes. Oh my God.
She's all right, man. She's got it down, man.
You got it. Jeez, I think she's a professional biker. That's good.
She's a natural, man.
I don't know.
The scream was seriously like, I hope I remember where the brakes are.
Just watch the brakes. Hit the brakes.
No, leave her alone. For Christ's sake, you're like an old lady.
She makes me nervous.
Look at that. She got good balance.
One more.
You're getting, okay. We on it. Oh, jeez. I've seen full-grown men get on scooters and drive them right into a wall. I'm done, man. She's going to give me a heart attack.
It's like a little girl.
I was a little nervous for her, especially with the kids running around. I was just way up on the anxiety level. Mommy's on a scooter.
She is?
Yeah, you see her? Easy. Okay.
That's kind of fun, actually.
It's a lot of fun. You'd love it. It's just dangerous.
It is a little bit.
Watch these pipes get
hot. Okay, watch, honey, it's hot.
She's good.
Okay, what do I do?
Well, if you want to stop giving me a heart attack, we'll put the kickstand down.
Okay.
And then that's it. Okay. You did a good job. High five.
That was really fun, actually.
I was nervous for you.
Let me tell you something.
I was more nervous than you know.
You blow my mind.
I never
expected that, and I never expected the bike thing. You're cool.
You are cool now. And you got a cool paint
job.
You're
a cool mom.
Oh, thanks, but I can't get off this thing.
I want to take your ponytail out.
You want to take my ponytail out? You can take my ponytail out. You know, we spent the day here. It was a great day. We do a lot of this stuff, and I definitely would come back, and I'm definitely impressed on the hospitality, and I'd be around these people any day.
The bike meets more than my expectations. It's just incredible. I can't believe it's mine. Sick, you know? It's just overwhelming, so it's pretty cool.
You know, I think the whole project with John was great, with him coming up and you know, really lending a hand with us. And I think he really enjoyed himself getting away a little bit. And the bike looks awesome. I think he's happy with it, and it's exactly what he wanted.